I just want you to imagine that you go to the gym right now, the exact same size that you are, and you meet someone who happens to be the exact same body type as you, with the exact same goals that you have. The plan to lose some weight, put on some muscle, tone up, you know, for the incoming summer. Sure, he's got a little bit of pudge around his belly as well. But it's nothing that some good diet or some extra cardio won't take care of. And so quickly you build a friendship with this stranger, gradually becoming your very trusted lifting buddy. You both start out, you know, carrying the same amount of weight. No need to change the plates on the bench press. No need to change the dumbbells whenever you do bicep curls. You two are just made for each other, perfect gym buddies. And eventually, when your schedules align, you both decide that you're going to grab a bite to eat, a little cheat meal. And so you go to a nice restaurant, burger joint, and you order yourself a lot of food. And so does he. Only he's a bit more careful with his choices, and you order a bit more than you'd actually want to. Just because, you know, you've been training for so hard, you've been dieting for so long that it just feels so good to indulge as much as possible whenever you get the chance. And this is exactly where you and your lifting buddy part ways. Because your lifting buddy, well, he has more restraint than you. He's able to just order one burger and call it a night as he just watches you ordering combo after combo, enjoying yourself and gorging yourself, as he just sits there and watches and chats. But he's not judging you. No, not one bit. In fact, he seems to just really admire you in the way that you're able to just really give in and enjoy your meal completely, even though you consume it as fast as humanly possible. And so you and your lifting buddy, you make it a weekly tradition to just go out and have a good time and eat whatever you can possibly get your hands on. Especially after such a restricted diet. You go in all sweaty and trim from your cardio and your weightlifting, wearing your same lifting outfit, while he goes in completely changed in dry clothes, and he watches you eat. No longer partaking in cheat meal, he's decided that he's done with all of that. He's decided he's going to go all the way and start bulking and start lifting with the healthiest food possible. So as you go in for a nice deep dish pizza, he's going in and bringing his own food, a little salad with some chicken on the side, as he watches you just indulge. And after a month of this routine, you decide that you want 5 cheat meals a week. You've decided to go for it. Decided to go on that dirty bulk that you've always dreamed of going on. And your lifting buddy, he's rooting for you. In fact, every time that you say that you want to go out and eat after lifting, he fucking fist bumps you. He cheers you on. Rubs your belly. Tousles your hair. He's on board. And so are you. So, even though it may seem counterproductive, you go do your cardio on the elliptical, do a high-intensity interval class, and go out and have some ice cream. Well, he watches you, eating his frozen yogurt, low-calorie, and you're just enjoying spoonful after spoonful of your favorite gallon of ice cream. Both of you are strong as fuck, though. You're looking even bulkier and more puffy than you've ever had in your life. Your gym buddy, however, he's looking trimmer. Way trimmer. His waist size has gone down. His muscles have toned up. You can see veins pop out of his arms every time he lifts. Until one morning you woke up for a quick workout with your buddy and rolled out of bed, and out came the big belly. And what a belly it was. Covered in stretch marks, round like a beach ball. If it wasn't for your toned arms and ass, People would think that you've never seen a gym in your entire life. Wow, you would say to yourself, as you look in the mirror and grab your growing gut. I've got to eat cleaner. And then the same thing would happen as it did every single day. You would go out, scramble a dozen eggs and scarf it down. Then you'd go to meet your buddy at the gym, who would, of course, be having another session of fasted cardio, as you would skip cardio altogether and just let your breakfast digest for a quick 10, 20 minutes before you go work on your arms again. And people that would look at you, they would no doubt call you strong, built, like a football player, like a power lifter. And you would take all those compliments as another sign that you don't really need to worry about your weight. After all, you're lifting as much as you can. You're doing everything you can to stay healthy and stay active. It's not like you're just sitting around and eating snacks all day. You would tell yourself as you and your gym buddy would stop by for a quick bite, a donut shop, get a 24-pack, all for you, maybe for some people at your work, before parting ways. And as your buddy just gets more and more fit, looking more like a social media model every day, you would just get even fatter as you just let your lifestyle of lifting heavy weights and eating heavy meals just catch up to you. And your formerly toned tummy would go from being a muscle gut into just being a ball of dough, just spreading out wider and wider until it attached to your obliques, became love handles, and then began sagging down lower. Where your gym buddy would just cheer you on from the sidelines, cheering on your bulk, not knowing how much you wanted this to end, how desperately you wanted to regain some self-control and lose the weight. No, he didn't know. And part of you thinks that even if he did know, he wouldn't care. Because he was taking you out to eat, paying for some of the bills, taking you out 14 times a week. While you managed to restrain yourself during lunch, your breakfast and your dinner were just completely consumed by this overwhelming urge to eat whatever you wanted. And then one night, after a nice hearty meal of steak and potatoes, your gym buddy decides to invite you over to his place to check out his garage gym. And when you do, you're astounded to see that it's full of state-of-the-art equipment, containing more weights and more machines than the gym that the two of you were currently going to. And the mirrors lining the walls just made the place feel even bigger, despite being the size of a standard garage. And as you looked around, it was impossible not to see it. Your friend's body was not the result of genetics or fast metabolism or self-control. It was the result of hard work. As you watched him take off his shirt, showing off his abs, his giant pecs and his obliques, he looked like a bodybuilder. And you right beside him, holding a takeout container, your belly poking out from underneath your tank, your ass cheeks half out of your gym shorts and half buried and tucked underneath the waistband. Your friend, he looked like he could compete in the Olympics right now. And you look like the poor schlub on the couch just watching him. And as you looked around the gym, it all felt so familiar yet so distant. You don't know when it happened, but you stopped working out. You haven't been to the gym in weeks. As you stare at yourself in the mirror, that's when your gym buddy took off his pants and showed you that he was wearing nothing but a jock underneath and started his late night workout. You told yourself that you would definitely join him, but you had just eaten, so you didn't want to upset your tummy, so you just sat on one of the weight benches, opened up your to-go box, and just quickly finished your leftovers as you watched him bench press more than you ever had in your entire life, as you watched him do the exercises that you used to do together, but now you were too fat and too weak to do. you don't know when it happened, but somehow you became a bit of a pig compared to your friend. But you told yourself that, well, while you may not be healthy, you are definitely doing the right thing by taking a break from the gym. After all, everybody takes a break from the gym, right? And that's exactly how you rationalized it as you continued to eat, watching your gym buddy set a new PR every hour. And after 2 hours, he came over to you, his body absolutely glistening with all the hard work that he just did. And he came over just for a quick little kiss right on the lips. The first time the two of you had ever done that. And so to celebrate such a hard workout, he brought over two shakes, both of them mass gainers. And you both just held them in the air and said cheers before quickly chugging them down. And as that shake went down your throat, you could already see it happening. The gap, that divide in fitness between the two of you just widening. This shake so full of nutrients going into your gym buddy's body, turning into muscle while you, it would just go down and just turn into fat, unused energy. On top of everything that you've already eaten that day, just piling on. It would just make you so groggy and make your gym buddy just so energetic, just ready for another workout while you'd be ready for another nap. And that's exactly what you did, falling asleep in your gym buddy's house, waking up in his bed as he gets dressed for the gym, his gym clothes fitting even better than they did yesterday. As he watches you struggle with your gym clothes, barely able to get it past your thighs, barely able to get it over your thick shoulders and back fat that you've developed. And to start your day off, your gym buddy, now boyfriend, drives the two of you down to the gym. But before he gets there, he makes a quick stop, drops you off at the side of a strip mall, and he pushes you out of the car gently, tucking $100 bill in your waistband, and pats your back as he says, "See you in 4 hours, big guy," and drives off, leaving you in that old abandoned strip mall with nothing else to do but enter and go into the only store open, an all-you-can-eat buffet